Tomorrow's decision is this. Should the two Charlotte suburbs get rights to water from the Yadkin and the Catawba Rivers? A subgroup of the State Commission has already recommended that the cities have access to 10 million gallons of water a day from each river. That's significantly less than what the cities have asked for, but the mayors of each town say the smaller amount would offer at least some relief. Robert Meisenheimer is the mayor of Kannapolis.
We really don't have a river running through here. The Rocky River is more of a creek than a river, so we're not well blessed with water resources.
Meisenheimer is the mayor of a city that's been hit very hard in recent years by job losses in the changing textile industry. But there is hope for his town, and it comes in the form of a new high-tech research center being built by Dole Foods billionaire David Murdoch. Meisenheimer almost seems in awe of the changes that he sees taking place when he rides around the area where the once proud Pillowtex company was located.
And you can see the amount of work that has gone into the demolition of this. Just humongous. You can't believe all that transpired.
The nearly 40,000 jobs estimated to come with the biotech center will add to a now growing population in Kannapolis, putting even more pressure on an increasingly thin water supply. But worse off than Meisenheimer City right now is neighboring Concord, where Scott Padgett is mayor.
If the state were not to grant the interbasin transfer from water from the Yadkin and the Catawba, in probably a year or less, we would start having to make some very hard decisions on how we would distribute water and who would get water and who wouldn't.
But in recent months, the request for more water has been met with staunch opposition from those who already rely on the Catawba River for their water. Opposition has come from those up and down the stream, including South Carolina residents and state leaders. The loudest objections have come from Hickory Mayor Rudy Wright. He's against moving water from the Catawba Basin to the Yadkin Basin, where Concord and Kannapolis are located, for a number of reasons. For starters, he's afraid of the potential impact the withdrawal could have on river levels and its water quality. He also doesn't trust the process used in North Carolina for determining the merits of such a water transfer. And he doesn't think the cities need water from the Catawba in the first place.
In my opinion, they could take care of their growth needs without coming to the Catawba River. They could go to sources, in my opinion, to sources that would welcome them and would negotiate with them and authorize and approve providing water to them.
And both the mayors of Concord and Kannapolis acknowledge that there are other options, but most are more expensive. In fact, Padgett, the Concord mayor, calls the current proposal the preferred alternative. He says there's been no opposition from those in the Yadkin Basin, only from those along the Catawba, led by the Hickory mayor, Wright.
We want folks to know that along the Catawba River, we will fight to maintain our water supply. I would say as long as I'm mayor of Hickory, there will never be an easy transfer. I'm going to change that word transfer. There will not be an easy water taking from the Catawba if I can help it.
The semantics that Wright uses signal the feistiness that water debates can often take on. At a public hearing on the issue in Valdez last summer, a delegation of leaders from Concord and Kannapolis were booed when they spoke in support of the water transfer request. Padgett, the Concord mayor, described the scene as ugly.
The process has gotten emotional. I think some people said things before they knew all the information, and perhaps now, as they're learning more information, they maybe wish they hadn't said as much as they had.
Wright says he's guilty of doing just that.
At a couple of points, I have probably inadvertently said some things that were not scientifically correct. Never with the intent of arousing people.
Opponents of the transfer question the data and the science used by the state to determine that pulling water from the Catawba would have just a slight impact on the river. But those whose argument is supported by the numbers say the science is just fine. Again, Kannapolis Mayor Robert Meisenheimer.
0.8% is really what they said would be effective. 0.8% out of the Catawba River, and that's awfully, awfully small. That's a drop in the bucket.
But opponents of the transfer are dead set against allowing any new allotments to be taken out of the Catawba until they're absolutely sure that there would be no detriment to the river or any of the reservoirs along its path. For WFAE News, I'm Scott Graff.